All right, what's poppin'? You already know who it is. It's your man's favorite DJ, DJ K-Dev here, host of the Queen of the Trap podcast. And we have a special episode today, special interview. And I have a very lovely guest with me, Official Nikki Rojas. What's going on, Official Nikki Rojas?
You already know, girl.
What's going on? How's everything? I'm glad to have you.
It's actually a pleasure to be in your casa.
Yes,
usually what I'm drinking, but
yes, I did give her some tequila though. It's not her brand, but I did give her some. And you know me, my Bud Light's over here.
Bitch.
Cheers to this episode. Yes. This is the first time I'm ever actually streaming my own podcast in my backyard.
Yeah, you should that for me.
And I got that from you because you were like, let's do it by the pool area, and we wanted to do it in bikinis today,
but it's a little too nipply for that.
It was cold out,
so unfortunately you guys got us in jeans and
you
leggings.
You got us in our regular clothes, but we are here, and we are not doing a normal interview today. We're basically here to talk about, you know, things about women in the industry, the struggles that we go through, how, you know, we can help each other, things that we face. But I do want to start out having my viewers get a little bit in tune with who you are, what you do in this industry, because you are a woman of many trades in this industry. And to start out with, number one, her and I had met, what was it, last year?
Oh, boy. I was pregnant photographing Jim Jones
yes.
at the Stereo Garden.
Yes. And I was doing behind-the-scenes footage for DJ Self, Jim Jones,
yes.
and Dice Peso.
Yeah.
So that's how we connected. But who is Nikki Rojas, and where do you reside, or where did you come from?
Oh, boy. Who is Nikki Rojas? Well, I mean, I'm from Long Island, born and raised. You know, I've probably lived, God, every part of this beautiful, disgusting island. I've lived from east to west. I've bounced around so much.
Okay.
Most recently, for about 2.5 years, I bought my first house when I turned 30. Now I live out by the beach.
Nice.
That's as much as y'all gonna know.
Yeah, we ain't gonna
by the beach.
We ain't gonna give details or locations. But what was life growing up like for you on Long Island? Because I'm another Long Islander. What, in your eyes, what was life growing up like for you?
Life was pretty rough. I wasn't really dealt the best, you know, hand. But I would never change a thing because every single obstacle I overcame made me a better person today.
Yep.
And gave me, like, you know, when people say they come from the struggle, like, I really came from the struggle. People look at me and they see blonde hair, blue eyes, little white girl. And
we're
think,
white girls. We're rich. Yep, we're
must
we're,
have had daddy hand everything
Long Island.
To you.
Oh, we have to talk about that. Is a that topic part. That we're going to get to because that'd be a really big thing for us Long Island women.
Yes. And I get looked at like that. Like, I must have had everything handed to me. And you know, since I was 12 years old, I've had my own job. I've worked for everything. You know, I moved out of my house when I was 15, and I worked 3 jobs and went to school. I got my GED when I was 17 before my graduating class even graduated, and I just hustled, you know. Yeah. I never had not one thing given to me.
God bless, girl. Hey, we built it from the ground up, and look at where we're at now, man.
Amen.
Amen. Blessings on top of blessings. So explain to everybody what you actually do for this industry, like your businesses that you have.
Okay, well, when I was 18, I got into modeling. I always liked being in front of the camera. I just think, like,
yeah, pictures. We know that part.
If you check out my IG, you'll know all about that. But, hey, you'll see K-Dev on there, too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you will. You idiot.
But, you know, I got offered by some sleazy guy with a camera that had a, you know, a modeling agency.
I think we all started.
Literally, I think we like all that. Started that way to do photos, and he paid me for them, and I thought I was the shit, and I was going to his little studio, which was really just a room in his house, and but I actually ended up getting noticed from those pictures.
Okay.
And then I actually got hooked up with a legit company. I think it was Couture. Wait, couture is one of them that I worked for. I don't know. There's so many.
See, I didn't take my modeling career far like that.
Yeah, I was on and off because at 18, I got pregnant. And then at 19, a couple of days after I turned 19, I had my first daughter. And then from there, I just kept on having babies. I have six.
Yeah, so. She got a lot of babies. I like to say that she has 12 because I just doubled them.
If I didn't have all the losses, I probably would have 12.
Yeah. And I apologize for that. Yes, that is a sensitive subject. But yes, that is a part of God's plan. We go through a lot of things. Explain how you... Oh, and you have a landscaping company.
Strong Island.
She does have a Long Island landscaping company. Yes. She does photography. She does modeling.
Acting.
But you kind of gave us a little bit of a background of it, but give us a little rundown of how you really got into this industry and how you would say... In your mind, your career, okay, I'm in this business. It's finally taking off now.
Do you know what's so funny is it happened overnight like a freaking whirlwind.
Me too.
Like
that's
one
why I
day,
know.
I was just aspiring to do certain things and I was taking opportunities unpaid because I was like, you know what, if I want to get in, I just have to network, I have to meet people. And next thing you know, I'm meeting certain people that are like, hey, come do this and come do that. And just one thing after another, it just spiraled out of control. I owe a lot to Terrence. He's the owner of Native Greenleaf because he actually introduced me to Will C, which is the CEO of
Street
Heat.
Shout out to Street Heat.
Hey. So together, these two men have really, and professionally, both of them, guided me to places that I never really thought I would be and things that I never thought I'd see.
Girl, you and me both. You're not the only one. If it wasn't for Will having me pull up to the Lobby Boys shoot to get my... He's like, come get your footage. Come get your video drops. Come conversate. Network. Put a face to the name.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for him doing that, I wouldn't have got... where I am now as far as meeting all of these people, being in these videos, these video shoots, because not for nothing, we just shot a movie.
We're still shooting.
We're still shooting. We just shot one with Manolo Bands.
Funny thing about that movie, not to cut you off, but I started out, Will asked me to come be his PA when I was shooting for, Dave East and Jim Jones, everybody at the dispensary.
Yeah.
When we were hanging out there, that back, downstairs. On the last day, when I think it was Dave East, he had asked me to come out for the movie and be his PA, which is obviously like the production assistant. So here I am thinking I'm just running around getting coffee, water, assisting him, whatever.
This bitch was working.
Well,
working.
Funny story how it came to pass.
Because she was barking orders at me, and I was like,
no,
okay,
girl, I was not. I'm not one of
those. You're like, get in this corner. Get in that corner. I'm like, okay.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm drunk.
I was a little drunk, too. But the first day that I showed up, I just kind of, like, I fell into the role and the position, and I just seen there was so much more that I had to offer.
Yeah.
So I didn't even really ask. I could just kind of did it. I was just like, all right, you know what? This needs to be done. He's busy. Let me do it. The next day, he was like, you know what? You're more of like the production coordinator. So I'm going to have PAs under you. You're going to be like the main, PA, PC, basically the production coordinator. Towards the end of filming for that entire week, I had learned everybody's lines. Ran lines with, Jim Jones, Dave East, obviously Corey Guns, which I love Corey Guns. Yes. He's so genuine.
Honestly, all of them are so great.
No, they really are.
All of them are so great.
But then he told me that they had all decided at some point, which actually very touching and moved me, that he was giving me a second assistant director credit on the movie that we are still shooting. It ain't for everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Girl.
So I was very, very honored. And thank you, Will, again. And Hoobs.
Thank you to everybody from Street Heat.
Flo, just everybody.
Flo, LB, everybody.
L Bizzle.
Javi.
Yes, just everybody.
There's too many of you guys.
There really is.
There really is.
Street Heat.
But just Street Heat in general, you guys are such a blessing. And if you don't know, Will C is actually a Long Island native. He used to be DJ K Slay's producer. Rest in peace to DJ K Slay. But yeah, so, you know, Nikki and I met through, you know, doing work with Jim Jones and then, you know, the Will C stuff. And
the Native Greenleaf,
and
obviously.
The Native Greenleaf stuff. And it was really at, like, this point in time where we decided, like, we have a platform. We are women in this business.
Strong
women. We are strong women. We are women of many trades. And this is why we wanted to really sit down and have a woman's one-on-one conversation, not so much an interview, but, like, really getting to the nitty-gritty of what females got to go, because, like,
the youth needs to know that, like, women have the power right now.
Yes.
We really do. And no offense to the men,
so
but...
It took so long to get
yes,
here.
Yes, like, blood, sweat, tears, embarrassment, you know, groveling.
Yep.
You know, and some men in this industry expect a lot from you, and they don't intend to give you really anything from it. So that's where women have to realize when you're being... BS.
Yep. It's been such a male-dominated industry for many years, but now is when we finally have broke the barrier, and
that's
women
right.
are really, we really are taking over this industry, and we were just talking about it the other day. We don't want to be, like, just because I'm a DJ, I'm not just a DJ.
Exactly.
I have
many hats.
Many different trades that I do, many different businesses, same with her. And we have to juggle all of these things. So something I want to ask you is, in your opinion, what are some struggles that you personally face? And then I'll say some of my struggles, because everything could be different, and then we'll conversate about that.
Well, I can tell you, you know, basically, one of my biggest struggles is obviously balancing, you know, my professional career, being a mother, and then this career.
Yeah.
You know, having to be outside all the time and network and basically pop out at every event. Because
yep.
if you miss one thing, that could have been the one
yep.
that took you all the way to the top.
I expect, before you continue, mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Just because if we're not getting paid to mm-hmm. be there.
This part.
We are still there working.
Yep.
We are putting a face to the name.
Yep.
We are networking ourselves. We are shaking hands with these people. So
drops.
Drops, pictures, content creating. Because not for nothing, content is the number one thing nowadays.
That is the industry now. It is Instagram. It is social media. Everything.
I would say it's 80% content, 20% actual trade and skill.
That part.
How I would really say it, because you do have to have something about you that makes you unique and why
yes.
people want to invest in you and your business
yep.
and all of those things. But it's also, who are you around? What are you doing?
Exactly.
What are
you
showing
know?
Us that is going to, okay, oh, they're out here. They're doing this. They're doing that.
In our industry, you know, Instagram is basically our resume. You know, that
now,
is what it is for
now
us.
Now it's been a little bit TikTok, too. I'm not a TikToker.
Well, see, I started out on TikTok. TikTok
I did
be
not.
Playing too much. TikTok, if you're listening, stop fucking banning me, please.
Me, too. This is
like my eighth account, okay?
I'm fucking sick of it.
Seriously. I went viral on TikTok, and that's how I started my career. I had a whole merch line. I had coffee with Nikki in the morning. They made fun of how I say coffee.
So coffee.
My coffee cups are spelled C-A-W-F-E-E because that's how they say it. They're like, coffee. Yes, I say bagel, too. Make fun of it. But I'm from Long Island. That's what it is. I have the accent.
Before we get back into that, let's talk about that, being women from Long Island. What are some... so
New
number
York
one,
in general.
When people perceive us on Long Island that we these
rich
stuck
bitch.
Up Hamptons, like...
Always. Why
beach?
The Hamptons?
No, every... Always.
Every
I will say, I'm not going to mention the person who said it to me, mm-hmm. but somebody from out of state was like... You Long Island girl, you're all the stuck up. Mommy and daddy hand you everything.
No.
You got money. I go.
Tell me who they are.
I
want the social security number.
I got a nice house because, not for nothing, I have a sister with cerebral palsy. this is the first Habitat for Humanity house of Suffolk County.
That's beautiful.
God bless that we were fortunate enough to
have. She's gorgeous. I had the pleasure of meeting her.
Yes, my sister another Nikki. But, you know, we worked hard to get where we are today, and we are perceived to be one way, but we're really not.
No.
And that's something I really wanted to get to and ask, you know, how, what was life growing up on Long Island for you? Because that's how I was perceived. Everybody thought this. But if you grew up with me, I was the party animal. So everybody, I was the ratchet little white girl party.
Was. No, well, I'm
still am, because you saw those videos this weekend.
I got some in my phone that I'm getting ready to pop out real soon, so stay tuned.
Oh, those birthday videos were crazy. But yeah, people, like, perceive us to be like that. But what are some other struggles that...
For me, growing up on Long Island was nothing but a struggle. So, like I said, I moved out when I was 15. Yeah. I had some issues at home where my stepdad, and I don't really care who knows now, but he couldn't keep his hands to himself, and nobody did anything to stop it, so I did something. Mm. I moved out. I went and petitioned a judge myself, because they don't do emancipation in New York State.
Yep.
I petitioned a judge, and I did the paperwork, and I went to court, and I actually was one of the first emancipated minors in New York State.
Wow.
Because I was able to prove that I did not have a good home life, and it was better for me to be outside of the house at 15 years old than to be living at home under the roof with not my parents, because my dad is deceased. He lived in Pittsburgh, but...
Rest in peace.
Thank you. But, you know, so I moved out. I got 3 jobs. I still went to school. I ended up getting my GED. But there was so much struggle. I moved out and I moved in with, you know, the boyfriend that was going to save me. He loved me so much.
We all been there.
He beat the crap out of me every day. He tried to kill me. He isolated me from my family and my friends. I had nobody but him. You know, it's crazy how that becomes like a trend and a cycle. Yep. It becomes what you become addicted to. You think that that's all you can get.
Yep.
And it started with him, and he knows who he is, and I hope he sees this one day, and I hope he sees how, I'll put his stage name, Doc Black. He wanted to be a rapper, and he wanted to pursue, and he's actually a very talented rapper, but it's funny how now he is just like a 40-year-old nothing, and...
Well.
I'm living his dreams.
We don't wish you the best note. We don't.
No. But, you know, other than that, like I said, I was homeless a lot. I slept in my car. I had to panhandle just to get by. I had to beg to eat at night to find a place to sleep. But again, I look back at those memories and I don't frown. I don't look back at it and think like, oh my God, that was awful. I look back like, holy shit, I am so strong because of that.
Yes, absolutely.
And my kids will never, ever have to go through
those things. Nope. Dude, I feel you. Nobody actually, you know, knows this about me, but she said something personal, so I'll say something personal. You know, my cousin did something similar like that to me when I was younger.
My cousin.
And I didn't know, like, how to even... like tell my parents, but I had to tell them. These people were like living in my house at one point, and finally, you know, we got them out. And you know, that was really just that part of things. I mean, I had my struggle was my struggle. Like I said, I have a sister with cerebral palsy. She's 28 years old in a wheelchair. She can't walk. She can't talk. It's just me, my mom, my dad, my sister. We lived in an apartment in Nesconset up until I was like 2 years old. And my grandma had said to my parents, put in for Habitat. So we were like, we were just living in a fucking apartment. Like,
I didn't even know anything about it. Right?
Shout out to Anthony Campana from Smithtown, because he was my downstairs neighbor. We were the upstairs people, but we lived in an apartment.
The upstairs people.
You know, God blessed us. Not for nothing, my mom and my sister almost died on the operating table, and mom's uterus ruptured in 4 spots. You know, I'm not handed everything. I'm not spoiled. Like, we struggled too. But luckily, I have my home.
Family is everything.
And family is everything. You said relationships. I was in a 6-year relationship where I had my boyfriend's mother at the time put her hands on me and choke me, and that was the last straw for that.
We might have to have a part two, girl.
No, that's not. We're gonna get into everything. Because we're really gonna talk today.
Yes.
Like, we're really gonna sit down. We're gonna talk about these things. So, on top of that, you know, I had other boyfriends after that who were like, I can't wait to see you swallow your teeth, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, girl.
Now, I was working in the hospitals. I was working a bartending job. And little did I know that I was pregnant. And I ended up passing out in a work meeting. Woke up. They were like, are you done with your little stunt yet?
I remember the story.
Basically lost.
I would have lost my job that day.
That after... 3 months later, after that, working a bartending job, and I got fired on Christmas Eve. They handed me $50 in an envelope and said, Merry Christmas, you're done. I'm sitting there hysterical crying, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, because they didn't like me being on my, you want to know why? Because they didn't like me being on my cell phone all the time, and you know what I said to them?
Fuck you.
I don't fucking belong here. I don't belong here. I don't belong here as a bartender. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be famous one day. You fucking watch. And look.
Wait, what bar was that?
Shout out to Waitstills. Well, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, don't go there.
Actually, I work down the road from them now as a DJ. As a DJ on Tuesday nights.
And guess who won't be DJing your establishment?
Yeah. Oh,
and I won't be hosting.
Never
so
catch me over there. But so then... I wanted to learn to DJ. Now, I want to get into this topic of things about men using and abusing us in this fucking industry, because that is a big topic.
Can we just talk about men using and abusing women, period?
That too. But so I wanted to learn to DJ so bad that I was now I was given a controller for Christmas, and somebody told me that they wouldn't scratch my back if I didn't scratch theirs. So I will never learn to be a DJ if you don't sleep with me. I turned around and I said, go fuck yourself.
And now I'm going to learn even
started more. Started a podcast, took off like that. Then I'm like, all right, now it's time. Corona happened. It's time to learn the DJ aspect of things. Boom. Met a Heavy Hitters DJ. He fucking believed in me. Shout out to Heavy Hitters DJ New Era and Fitted Caplo Movement.
Hey, I remember that from the pool party. What's going on, New Era?
Shout out to New Era, the whole Fitted Caplo Movement team. But it was such a blessing because they actually believed in me. But
it's all it takes is one person to believe
it
in
does. You. It does. But we still face so many with men.
Every day.
Okay, so what are some of your struggles that you or you see or you have faced? Because there's, because I know we haven't faced everything, but as women,
oh, no, there's more to come.
As women, we see what goes on.
I have seen and faced
it all
more than I need to.
Me too.
You would think that I would be a lesbian by now with the things I've seen from men, and it's just, and not all men. I'm not shitting
on.
Yeah,
we're not shaming.
We got men behind the scenes right now. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do. Shout out to Sink or Swim.
Yes, you guys are official. I don't know enough about you guys
to
talk shit. So
from Street Heat,
Al Bizzle
here as well.
Always.
Shout out to Street Heat, you know.
But so thing, I'll start out with things that I've seen, and then I'll go into things that I've been through.
Okay.
I have seen women. And I could be blunt on here, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is the trap, queen of the
I'm
trap.
I'm saying, but I don't know,
I'm
Instagram,
beers,
but.
You're drinking tequila.
Yeah, tequila with Gatorade.
Raw and uncut.
But, so, I have seen women completely just dick ride and have absolutely no morals, no self-respect.
Yep.
And it's embarrassing for me as a woman, because when I'm standing next to a woman who basically will drop to her knees when you snap your fingers, and I'm here with my morals trying to make my way, showing that I can put in the work and the time and the hours, and that I have the smarts and not just the looks and big tits
Thank
and a fucking
you.
Ass.
Respecting us.
You know what I mean? It makes
owners.
Me hate women, because, and that's why I told you, I only have like this many women friends.
Yep. We already said this.
You know, because why? You're making us look bad. Yep. You're giving women a bad name, and you're making it harder for women in this industry. For me, I know that I've had a lot of men make me very uncomfortable, make me feel like if I didn't sleep with them or suck their dick, that I was never going to make it. I was never going to push through to the next step. And I held my ground. Thank you very fucking much.
I feel like we deal with that a lot.
Every day.
Every day.
I go to the grocery store. I can't even go grocery shopping.
Can't even look at my DMs.
Like, hey.
Shit.
My DMs are freaking, you know, I say don't even hit me up on Instagram because it's going to get lost in my DMs.
I use Instagram.
And I'm not being cocky at all because I'm just your average blonde white girl.
It's a serious thing.
It really is.
These men just, they we're like they're vultures with us.
Yes.
And if they don't get their way,
they'll throw a fit like a little kid. They'll stomp their feet.
Or you ain't gonna get no help.
And that's the last time you're ever gonna come out. Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna, you know, do this. And I'm not gonna get you in that. And I'll blacklist you from these people.
Yeah. And it's not fair to us because, I mean, yes, I'm sorry, men, that us women are now kind of really taking over this industry
we've
a little
been
bit.
And in control. We're just starting to now show our power.
And you know,
behind every great man is an even greater woman.
Exactly,
period.
And not for nothing, if we all used our brains together and we all fucking work together,
this is why women
need
support women.
We're killing it out here. And that's why you and I were like, we got to start working more. We got to do podcasts, content creating.
Yes.
Because us sticking together, we're more powerful than anything.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
We're bringing in more business. Look at our posts just from this weekend.
Just this past
weekend. Just this weekend.
Blowing up.
We already got 800 likes already on one of our videos.
Like, nearing 11,000 views on just one video.
On another one. And it's because we're putting our brains together.
But again, this video, it just goes to show the kind of world we live in. If I posted some real shit on Instagram, me out there taking a homeless family to Walmart and getting them dinner, I'd get like 12 views. But just the fact that K-Dev took a titty shot off of my freaking boobs, 11,000 views like that.
And not for nothing, we've always...
I like it. Don't get me wrong.
We've known that sex sells. We know.
Always, and it's always going to sell.
Because like you just said, and I'm so glad you brought that up because I realize it all the time.
Yep.
When I'm in my bathing suit, I'll get more likes over a photo than me actually freaking
low-cut
DJing.
Shirt versus a turtleneck.
Doing my craft and something I'm good at. You guys rather see my titties and my ass over.
I mean,
over
I want to see your titties, but.
My craft. So why not incorporate it?
Together, exactly.
Make the content.
Because that's where women become smart. We use our skills and our skills and we put them together, and it's just like not for nothing. And again, a lot of men are going to come for us for this,
but
y'all don't realize we're playing you because we're using our brains to literally get the views, get the clout, because we know it's so easy that if you see a freaking titty, you're going to be like, ooh, I mean, watch this 20 times and thank you for the views.
I know you and I, especially, we're very social media savvy.
Yes, absolutely.
We know how to be tagged. We know how to fucking draw them in.
You are like the hashtag queen, girl.
I know.
I'll give it to you.
I'm sitting.
I don't have patience for that shit.
She's teaching me about how to like tag each other so that the post
collab
on the wall. And I'm like,
she's sending me hashtags.
You need to do hashtags out the asshole.
Tag Instagram and Apple.
And
we can't give away all the secrets.
All the major, we can't give you. This is some free game.
We'll teach a class, me and her. $100 for an hour.
Another thing I want to, excuse me, by the way, because I just totally burped in the freaking, I heard that too.
Cut. I'm sorry, this is raw live.
No, this is raw and uncut. I want to get into something with you because we have made so much fucking money.
Oh my God.
How do you feel as a woman having an OnlyFans?
I knew I was coming.
Because I'm somebody who, like, okay, I'm a DJ.
OnlyFans.
I'm a big time DJ.
/ double team 5117 if you.
Yeah, go ahead, plug it, plug it.
Yes. Listen. No, yeah, y'all got it. If you want it, you got it.
ITSKDEVVV. I don't know, but
mine's
yeah.
just double team 5117. If y'all can't spell, you're missing out.
Exactly. But how do you feel as a woman having it? Do you feel like it hurts your business? Like your companies, or it's just how do you perceive it?
Let me tell you something. I started OnlyFans as something that I wanted to just do when COVID happened. I figured I'm married. Me and my husband were fucking anyway. Might as well
7 years.
Throw it on video and make some money. I intended on doing feet stuff at first.
I'm trying to convince somebody to make one for feet. If my friends watch this, they know
you can caress my feet with some oil. We'll make big bucks, and I guarantee you're gonna have.
I'm not
a foot person.
I've never had anybody ask for feet pictures.
Really, I get them all the time.
Never.
But let me just tell you something. I really intended it just to be something like exciting to kind of spice up.
Yeah.
You know, when we're bored in the house and in the house bored. Yeah. Remember that whole, you know, song? And then because of, now get this right here, TikTok, the kids app, you know, 13 years, you got to be 13 years old and it's kid friendly. Well, where do you think I got all of my fucking subscribers? Because I would go live and I'm so fucking smart that I would tell everybody, oh my God, I'm going live Coffee with Nikki on TikTok. Everybody follow me over to Instagram after this because I can tell you things there that I can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they follow me over to Instagram, they find my fucking links. They go down, they see my OnlyFans link. My shit blew up. I remember one weekend I was going away on vacation and I made a video. I posted it. And then I went live and told everybody to go watch the video on my Instagram.
Yep.
Everybody found my link. I was on vacation, so any money that came in was just extra money.
Extra
I made $20,000 overnight.
Oh, she made more. Okay. I'm
overnight.
I hate you for that.
Girl, I don't hate me for
number
that.
Number one, I saw her statements. She made way more than... way more than me.
It's okay. Listen,
but
if I told you she can come and cameo on my shit, we could make a lot more than I made.
Yeah, we could.
Stay tuned, you know.
Stay tuned for that. But I wanted to talk about that because we are women in this industry, and when people see, they got an OnlyFans.
Yeah, they think that we're sluts.
It's either that or they're going to put money in our pocket. Now how I look at it is you're going to sit there.
Yeah, over the internet.
Yeah, you're going to sit there and watch something on Pornhub or whatever.
Exactly.
And not pay a single dime, but...
But they get to live out a fantasy and talk to us.
Yeah, you will go dip into your pockets and go subscribe to go see what's behind our content. So,
and let me tell you, it has not affected my landscaping company at all. Not one of my customers have ever said, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
My male customers could very much be like, yeah, I want you to cut my grass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows? But that's the beauty because I don't know who's behind the screen.
Watching.
And I don't want to know. I don't want to know if you knew me in high school. I don't want to know if you know me in real life. Don't tell me who you are. You want to message me and live out your dirty little secrets? That's cool.
Cool.
We can do that. But just don't tell me who you are.
That is exactly how I run mine, too.
Yes.
I do not conversate with these people. I do not do meetups.
I don't do meetups. But I do talk to them. I feel like keeping somebody on Rebuild is that they want to speak to you. They want to have that correspondence back and forth. So I do that. Not so much lately. I've been very busy.
The live. My management was trying to tell me to do that. He's like, even go in your
hot
tub.
You gotta go live, yes.
He's like, you could be fully clothed in your hot tub. Just go fucking live.
Because guys will love to see you just live in action. Content that they can't get on your Instagram. So if you're like... You know, like for your birthday, for instance, if you're bent over and you're shaking your...
Oh, I put ours on there.
Did you?
And we didn't get flagged, thank God. That's a new thing.
Wait, I'm on your OnlyFans?
Yeah!
Oh, she doesn't even know! Oh, she's letting me know something
There's
new.
A new thing.
Now she has to come on my OnlyFans,
There's a new thing now, though.
You have to tag all the creators.
And they have to have an OnlyFans. Like, so...
Lucky for you, I have one.
And now, if you don't know anything behind this, you have to put in your W-2s. It's like an actual job.
I pay taxes on all that money.
It's actually my only job on the books. Everything else is straight.
Hey, I ain't mad at it.
The government don't know shit.
Yeah.
They don't know shit.
But we do. We have to pay taxes on all that money.
Do.
And they take a percentage.
They do. We charge $20 or something?
I just lowered my subscription to $20. I do discounts.
We're 14 bucks, 15 bucks at the end of
I think it's 14. Yeah, they take like $6 off of 20, so.
So the rules have changed.
And then taxes on top of that.
But, I mean, so I made one. I never wanted to make one. I never wanted to make one. And honestly, I found that I needed this to happen in order for other things to happen. So I feel like this worked out. Yeah. What happened was I was going to a work meeting. Long story short, I crashed my car on the Sunken Meadow. Oof. Totaled. I was like, how am I going to get a brand new car?
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. I was about to go buy new DJ equipment, all that. Boom. Made an OnlyFans. Now, I'm not giving you my secrets because I was going to teach a class on this.
No. But can't give it all out.
I ended up making $40,000. Well, the first week I made $17,000, I think it was. Boom. That was my car. And then that year I made $40,000 that paid for my DJ equipment, that paid for anything I needed.
And it's just a leg up.
Yep.
You know?
Podcasting. So it put into my career. The only thing that hurt me and where I think it also benefited me, and I know you had this struggle too, was we were losing our accounts, so we had to continue making accounts
always.
So I had a big following on my first Instagram account.
Me too.
But I felt like that was the turning point on where I needed to rebrand and rebuild my whole entire. I need to not be K-Dev no more. I need to be DJ K-Dev, Queen of the Trap Podcast.
Exactly.
And then
that's when I came up with official Nikki Rojas. I was just Nikki. And
TikTok number 5.
Yep, now I'm number 8.
Instagram, no, Snapchat number 4.
I don't even do Snapchat no more.
The only thing, Facebook too was another
one. Don't even get me started, girl. I lost my Facebook of 10 years, baby pictures, pictures of people that passed away.
Okay, so at least
gone.
It wasn't my struggle.
Nope, me too.
But I also feel like maybe it was like a turning point during Corona. They were trying to do that shit to us.
Yes. No, honestly, I was going to say that the thing that hurt me with my OnlyFans, and it actually didn't hurt me, it opened my eyes to just tell me more so that I could do things on my own. I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
Is I actually met somebody at a strip club, actually. And
yeah,
you know,
she used
to
wear lipsticks too. Shout out to lipsticks.
Hey, no, what are you doing, girl? Come on, man.
Hey.
Yes, very briefly.
Hey.
But I did, however, meet somebody there. I am very happy for the couple of weeks that I worked at lipsticks. A lot of things happened there that I honestly shout out to lipsticks, matter of fact, and Vito. I appreciate you. Because
he's
there's a couple
watching.
A couple life changing things that happened for me there that I am very, very happy that it happened. Now, I'll touch on one of them.
Okay.
So I met somebody there who was not really hitting on me or anything like that. It wasn't, you know, one of those. I mean, probably in the back of his mind, but he's probably watching now too. Shout out. I'm not gonna say your name. But he was in real estate, and he said, what are you doing working here? And I'm like, I own a landscaping company. We just got out of the winter. It's slow.
Yeah.
I'm just here for a little while just to, you know, kind of just dip my feet. And I just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I have a 5-month-old, so I'm just getting back into it, you know.
I want to talk about that,
too. But I met him, and he said, come work for me. I can make you millions of dollars. And in my head, I'm like,
okay.
But he ended up having me come out and meet him, and he was like, just as a good faith, I'm going to take you out. We're going to go shopping. This is the things that you can have.
Yeah.
And he bought me a Louis Vuitton bracelet, and he took me out to Nike and to Gucci, and, I mean, just bought me so much stuff.
And you didn't have to do anything in return
for it. Nothing at all.
See?
That's what I do respect. I didn't have to do anything with him. He just wanted, he's seen my drive. He's seen how hard I could work. And I worked for him for 4 weeks as an unpaid intern until his company found my OnlyFans.
Oh, fuck. See, that's what I was asking. Has it hurt?
See, here's the crazy part. This is what hurt me. These people that work in this real estate company, they got drug charges. They got DWIs. They got this. They got that. And he said having an OnlyFans is worse. And I was like, how the fuck is that worse?
That is not
having
worse.
Having felonies. But he explained it to me. He said, real estate customers can't go online and look up my closed felony or my, you know, closed DWI.
Oh, yeah,
but they can
sealed.
Go right on your social media and click your link,
right.
And for $20 they could see it all. So
okay,
I said,
you're right.
Wow.
Well, no, because you could still find me on the patch and stuff.
I'm saying, like, not for nothing, but, you know, We're not going to give where they could fire me for for free. And that's, first of all, if y'all put me out there for free, I have a disclosure on my OnlyFans. If you're taking my content and you're putting it out there, you will be sued.
Oh,
so
you got a disclosure.
I will copy and send it to you.
Oh, I'm so good.
Can be taken to court and sued by official Nikki Rojas.
I need that.
If you take any of my content off of my OnlyFans, that is for OnlyFans only, paid content. It stays there. It is watermarked. But aside from that, after that kind of hit me hard, I realized I don't want to work for anybody else. That's why I own my own company. That's why I do my own thing.
Yep.
I said, you know what? To hell with this. I don't need your real estate job. No. I don't need this corporate crap. I don't have people telling me that I can't do something because I'm doing something else. So I said, you know what? This was a blessing in disguise. I gave you 4 weeks. Thank you for the clothes. Thank you for the bracelet. I do love it. I have it. I still wear it. It was definitely, like I said, it was just like a welcome on gift from the company. But I am not ashamed. He's like, oh, well, maybe you could take it down. I am never going to take my OnlyFans down because I am just going to keep racking up that residual.
It's money in our pockets.
Damn like, right. If it's $20, guess what? That's gas to take me to the grocery store to get food for my kids. So
her kids, her investing in her company. I use a lot of it for gas.
Nails and hair just to go for modeling that makes me money and hosting.
Not even that, but like I put back into my business.
Exactly, always.
So I use, you know, gas, cigarettes, all that shit, but...
Oh, no cancer. Cigarettes is not investing back.
I gotta stop that part.
We gotta get her to the patch.
But, you know, same with me. You know, I've went on vacations where... shout out to I wanna put this out there because so many people for the longest time thought DJ Hot Rod and I slept together on that vacation. He took me to a Puerto Rico.
You did tell me that, and he was a perfect gentleman, which is why I liked him.
Gentleman, he didn't ask anything of me. He just
shout out to the men that are fucking gentlemen.
That really believe in us and see something in us and don't have...
And allow you to pursue them. Shout out to those men.
Yeah, and you don't have a hidden agenda just to get in our fucking pants and take us seriously as a business person at the end of the day. And that's why Hot Rod and I were just talking about this before my birthday. He was like, if things would have went different, you know, being on vacation, who knows where we would be now.
Exactly, because there wouldn't be that respect and that mutual understanding.
I want to help promote his business and his brand and all his club stuff. And he just threw me the illest fucking birthday party. Like, dude, I'm telling you.
We had a blast. Shout out DJ Hot Rod.
Shout out to DJ Hot Rod. Shout out to Districts, Eddie O, Dice Peso, Millie's. We had a fucking great time that night.
Sorry, Millie's. Sorry, Dice. I missed y'all. I ended up leaving a little bit before y'all got there, but I'll be seeing you.
I saw them for 10 minutes, but we see them all the time.
Millie's, I see you on set. Dice, I see you on, you know, at the studio. And
like, we've been working out here, and
we're all busy. You know, we all just got very busy, but we'll all get together. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about another thing that we were talking about the other day with people using our names.
We're not gonna get too into detail
with that. But,
people using our names for clout,
but
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment because not for nothing you're putting our names out.
But I don't
want
false information because it comes back to us.
False information because somebody can go research us and go look us up and see. Oh, did you really work with that person?
Exactly.
You didn't work with that person. Like, you're lying, or somebody else is
lying. Somebody's
lying,
and then they think that you're lying to that person, and that person's lying on your behalf.
So I think that, like, as far as using, not even just women, using people's names in the industry in general, make sure you got your facts straight.
Absolutely. I think that in this industry, you have to use names. You have to name drop. Yeah. It has to be who you know, like... You know,
that's
because
what people want.
Exactly.
Who do you know? Who
they're like,
you
oh my God,
with?
I've seen you in the Davies music video. And I have to be like, yeah, I was in it briefly. And, you know, I worked behind the scenes a little bit. But that's the facts.
Yes.
I can't be like, I did, you know, I was the main this, that. You know, I can't say that. I have to make sure that when I speak, it's always facts. Because what happens in the dark comes out in the light.
Yes.
And if you go around and say that you are something you're not, you will be called out to be made to look like a liar. And once your name is trashed in this industry, that's it.
That's it. You're
done. There is no coming back. You are done. And that won't happen because I will never pretend to be something that I'm not.
Exactly. And it's just going to hurt us and our careers.
Exactly.
We're going to look like assholes. So people... just respect, you know, do your research first, because not for nothing, it's not hard to go and look up.
Exactly. Anything. You can type my name into Google and I can guarantee
look
you a lot of stuff will come
with
up.
And what we do, just like we do, well, I'm a podcaster, so I research people. I didn't have to do that.
I know, you know me. You know me too well, girl.
With everybody else, I have to sit there and I have to research you guys. So I'm looking into everything you
so
got.
So you know something about that person and you don't say something wrong. You fact check. And not Facebook fact checks either, the real facts.
No, actually, this is a perfect example. I'm not going to say his name because you can go back to that interview and find it yourself.
Yes.
But I was interviewing a very, very big artist in this industry and I didn't know that he was homeless and he was living, Afghanistan, something like that. But
I think who it is now.
But I found that on the internet. And when I brought it up in an interview, he was like, "What did you just say?"
Uh-oh.
And then I had to change the subject and redirect everything because I didn't know that man didn't want that being said, but it was public.
It was already published on the
information.
Internet. See, that's another thing we have to worry about is, like, once something goes on the internet, it's never coming down.
Mm-mm.
Ever. And there are some things out there that I'm like, ah, oh, crap. But at the end of the day, nothing that I'm really, like, you know, it's so detrimental.
My CEO says this to me all the time. What happens when people start putting out your OnlyFans and stuff like that? I go, not
assume.
But that's that number one. She just taught me something today that now that I know that.
Trust me, my videos are out there. People can Google. I will put you on.
But not for nothing.
Let me know when you find it, because then I'm going to shut that shit down and I'm going to sue the hell out of whoever posted it.
And not
it.
For nothing.
I could use a come up right now. I mean, I got money, but I could always
use
more. I ain't
sitting here taking my own videos like that. Like, obviously somebody's taking the video.
Oh, really? I got a tripod.
I don't sit there.
I've been doing selfies.
It takes two to tango. You're just as much involved as I am.
Yeah.
So if it does, it's not.
Oh, see, it's different for you, girl, because I do everything
you have
with one partner.
And number one, I started out with just doing it myself.
I've been doing solo content lately. You know what I mean? Like, it sells a lot. A lot of people do like to see me with, with Chris. But I will say that for probably the last year, especially since I've had my daughter, mm-hmm. I haven't put out any new content, and I'm still making money.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about now that you bring that up. How is it easy being a mother in this industry? Was it really hard? Because I know I've had this conversation with you before,
yes.
And I was saying, bitch, I'm a fucking DJ. I can't have my belly out.
Yes, you can. Because I was 8 months pregnant DJing Jim Jones. DJing. Stay tuned, guys. She's going to teach me how to do the ones and twos.
Yes, I will.
No, I was photographing Jim Jones. I was 8 months pregnant, and he had no clue.
Either did I.
K-Dev didn't either, because I had no belly. I was all tit. It was
No idea. I didn't even know how many kids she had.
Yes.
Until she posted up.
I was on baby
her
number
Easter
six.
Pictures.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like, I was like, oh, look at her nieces and nephews. She goes, bitch, those are my kids. I'm like,
them's my babies. No. Yeah. It's crazy. Like I was telling you, in this industry, you can be a mother.
Yeah.
You can balance being a mom and being a business owner, being a wife or a girlfriend or a side piece. Hey, I ain't mad at any of it. You could be whatever you want to be. If you want to be that side chick, you be that side chick.
I commend, and I don't want to get too into it, but I commend you because I physically have watched this happen with you. Mm-hmm. You having to work and be there for your children, because you just went through something very traumatic. Like I said,
talk about it. It's okay.
I don't want to make you cry or anything.
It's okay, because this is raw and uncut.
I'm going to let you talk about it then.
I did just lose almost 2 months ago. On the 24th, it'll be 2 months. I lost my best friend of 16 years, the father of my three oldest children, my ex-husband. His name was Anthony Hertzler. He was an amazing man. Amazing father. It still doesn't feel real, honestly. But the very first day that I was filming It Ain't For Everybody, and I got my shot.
That's the movie that we're filming with Street mm-hmm. Heat right now. So the first day on set,
I was actually driving out to the city to go
to meet up with you.
Yes, and I'm sorry I didn't answer you, but now you know why.
But she didn't answer, and when I got there, I found this out. So
I was probably just getting onto Sunrise Highway, and I got a freaking Facebook Messenger call from somebody that I don't really talk to. He's actually an ex-boyfriend of my sister who passed away 2 years ago at the age of 35. Ironically, the same age that my ex-husband just passed away. And I'm wondering, why is my sister's ex calling me this early in the morning? What is going on? Yeah. So normally I would just X the call out, but something in my gut said, answer the phone. And he said, are you sitting down? And I said, yeah. I was like, I'm driving. And he's like, are you behind the wheel? I'm like, no, Chris is driving. He's like,
pull over.
No, he just told me, because he knew I wasn't behind the wheel. He was like, Anthony's dead. And I'm like, Anthony who? Because the last person in the world I ever thought was the father of my kids.
Like, yeah.
And he's like, your ex-husband. And I just couldn't breathe. Yeah. I felt like I got throat punched. Like, somebody just snatched the life and the breath right out of me.
Yeah.
And I just started to scream and stomp my feet. And Chris is looking over at me like, what, what? And I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
It just, I lost it. And I literally lost my voice without even speaking. That's how bad it was. And I said, in like this squeaky voice, Anthony's gone. And he's like, what, Anthony? I'm like, my husband, you know, my ex-husband. And I just, I lost it.
Yeah.
And what Will C. commended me for was that I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do. Chris was like, do you want to turn around? Do you want to go home? I said, just drive.
Just drive. Just drive.
I need to, because if I went home, I had to confront my kids. I didn't know how to do that yet. And I went, and I was supposed to stay on set from that morning all the way. They were there till like 3, 4 in the morning.
But she still showed up for the next few days. She took care of what she needed to take care of.
Monday through Thursday, and then Friday
I was texting you, making sure you were okay.
I appreciate that.
And, girl,
I needed you guys that week.
And but just seeing you still being in the field while you're behind closed doors.
Hardest week of my life.
Dude, I commend you so much for that. You are such a strong woman, because we really go through real life fucking shit behind
closed doors. Yeah, and people don't even realize what we're doing when we're smiling.
And you don't realize, but we're still sitting here, we're smiling, we're doing our jobs at the end of the day, and you gotta cut us some slack at the same time, too, because we are really trying to bust our ass, but we're going through real life shit.
Absolutely. And staying on set till 3 a.m.
We're still focused. We're still strong. We're still out here working because we believe in ourselves and we believe in our brands.
And we're never going to stop.
And we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going. And that's why I really commend you for that.
Thank you.
You know, we got 10 minutes left, and I think I definitely want to actually, like, do another episode with you.
Girl, we need to do
a part 2. I want a part 2 where we talk about a lot more things in the industry, but I'm glad that, like, today we touched on these topics because people are afraid to talk about these things.
And you know what? They shouldn't be, they because it's so the real afraid. Truth.
And we... I see it a lot in this industry. People want us to be quiet. People don't want us to talk about
certain
things. They
want the women
to
shut up and
they
their
want
place.
You be quiet. Don't no drama,
Look,
no
don't
this,
talk.
No, don't talk. And we have a voice too. We go through things. And sometimes it takes us expressing things in different ways to get through it. Podcasting is a great thing.
Yeah.
Music is a great thing.
Even just getting out on set and hanging out with you know, great energies.
Yes.
Like I said, if it wasn't for
Living
Tree
out
Heat
dreams
that week,
that
I would
we
never made
even
it.
Fucking
Absolutely.
Thought that we would.
Did I ever think that I'd be on the streets of Brooklyn hanging out with freaking, you know, Wilson and Davies shooting
Thank
a video?
You.
Like, you know, did I ever think that I'd be sitting next to Jadakiss just chopping it up like he was just somebody
that's
that I knew? I listened to him when I was like 5.
Girl, I didn't even get into
not
the
saying,
people
you know,
I
like
was
he's
working
old
with.
Or anything.
I know. But, like, you're right. Like,
It's just, it's insane. It's crazy. Jim Jones was my first ringtone on my
Fresh
Bleep Boost Mobile.
We work with Jadakiss,
yes,
Millie.
Styles Scram Jones. I mean, he's worked with Eminem.
You got to meet Papoose and Remy. I couldn't make it that
day. I even seen Pap later on when we did another video from Ma Barker and The Real Prayer and Big Baby Mella. Shout out to you guys. Our video was dropping soon.
I was supposed to go to Remy.
Pap just popped out on the street and just walked up, and he was just so genuine.
So
I'll see him at the BET Awards.
I was supposed to go to Remy Ma's birthday party, and
which he surprised her. That was so cute.
I couldn't make it. I was late. I was like, I'm not making it.
I know a lot of people that were upset that they didn't get to meet Remy Ma.
But like, we really have worked to, like, I didn't even get through my credentials, but we have worked
there's
with
so, much.
So many fucking people in this industry. We're really busting our asses. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, we're not out here trying, and we spoke about this yesterday, we're not out here trying to be no video vixens. We're not trying to.
Don't get it twisted because I'm in videos. I'm not a video vixen.
Because it's content. You're still
it's
tapping.
It's adding to my resume.
Yep. You're tapping into us. You know who the fuck
we are. You're seeing who I am. You're seeing my face, my name. I just did a video with Hayes. Shout out to Hayes. We did a really awesome video, and it was so awesome to see Hayes featuring Nikki Rojas. You know, just little things like that.
Another person you worked with, who it took me till after to realize, and I spoke with them that day.
Shout out one more person, but I have
to look at her. Was Scarlett's management. We're sitting there on set with her the whole time, and I'm like,
Young Drama.
I
want to
work with Scarlett. Little did I know, I was just on set with your management and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, she's part of her management team.
Yeah, and you never know who you're around. You never know who you're meeting.
That's the point. When you pull up and you're outside, you don't know who you're going to run into. That's why every opportunity you cannot miss. Some people say, oh, you don't got to be at everyone. You got
to
be at
everyone.
You have
to.
Because you leave early or
whether
you don't
I'm
show up.
Whether I'm draining my fucking pockets to pull up or I'm going through something and I need to be there, I'm there.
I am
pulling up.
That's why you always see me and K-Dub.
Yep,
we always
are
outside.
Always outside. Before we end, let's tell them some upcoming things that we have going on.
Okay.
And then tell them where they can find you. So you have BET Awards coming up.
Leaving tomorrow,
she's leaving
baby.
Tomorrow.
I'm on my flight. I'm out of here. Bye, New York.
She's trying to get me to go with her, but
I was trying to put her in my suitcase. She's small enough.
It, so I will. We're gonna plan one.
I told you, OnlyFans. We could have blew up overnight and made that money for your flight, but she ain't trying to listen to me.
You hear her over here? And
trust me, it will happen. Y'all are gonna be subscribing to see. We're gonna have it, but go ahead.
And then I have a pool party this Sunday. Come down. She won't be there because she's obviously going to be in LA. But then we have another big pool party.
On the 15th of July.
July.
Make sure y'all pull up to that.
Yes. Shout out to Southside Entertainment.
Yes.
So we'll be having
And then we are finishing up It Ain't For Everybody. We should be shooting soon. And then after
that. I need the
dates
for that.
Girl, we don't know the dates till the day before. Biz will tell them. You already know.
I don't.
We find out the day before.
I don't even find out the address till the day of.
Girl, us either.
Because
so.
I be calling you guys, where do I go?
But after that, we have another couple of movies. I'm going to keep my mouth shut until they come out. But we have another couple of movies that Street Heat is going to be doing. And I had the honor to get
music
the
videos.
Scoop. No, movies, girl.
Oh.
Movies.
Is that what you guys just shot that day?
We did a short film.
Okay.
I'm excited to see that and for that to come out. That was with my boo, Miss Hustle.
Yes.
Shout out to my girl.
I love her.
I do too. That is my bestie.
I loved working
We're
with her.
We're Ebony and Ivory. That's what we say. So she is fantastic. We did a short film with
her. She needs to send me some music, though. I need that.
Low Key, the Bree, Big 2-3. So that's coming out.
Okay.
I don't know when they're going to drop that, but I am excited to see that. We just shot that. It was a short film / music video.
Okay.
It is fire. I'm not going to give any details and say anything, but when you guys see it, let's just say some shit goes down. But other than that, we just have a lot of things coming up. So stay tuned because we are always working on something.
We are always staying in contact with each other. We are always putting out content.
It's my boo.
We have way more to get done this year and throughout the years.
And it's just going to keep on. You guys are going to see us on billboards one day.
It's a fact.
I said it here first.
We are manifesting that. We taking over.
Did I ever think that I'd freaking go from MTV one weekend to BET the next?
Hell
no.
Hell no. I was supposed to go to BET last year.
You should have came to MTV with me. JoJo.
Yeah.
Not the new age JoJo either. My girl.
All right. So next time you, Desiree, Denise. That's right.
Next, I don't know. What are we talking about?
It starts with a D, but it's DJ All Stars Girl. Next time you two go.
Next time I get some D, I'll invite you.
Yeah. Or that too. And on that note, this is the Queen of the Trap podcast. Make sure you go follow my girl.
Official Nikki Rojas. It's underscores in between. You'll catch me tagged in
official
this.
Underscore Nikki underscore Rojas. You already know where the fuck to follow me. So this is the Queen of the Trap podcast. And stay tuned for part two.
Yes.
Period.